Our first speaker is Dr. Maureen McDonnell. Maureen earned a bachelor's degree in biology and English from the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. She then came to Vanderbilt University and earned her PhD in cell biology while working in the laboratory of Dr. Harold Moses. After doing a postdoctoral fellowship in the laboratory of David Miller, she moved back to Minnesota to work as a scientist in the Department of Lab Medicine and Pathology at the University of Minnesota. During this time, she also earned a JD from Hamline University School of Law through their weekend program. In May of 2007, Dr. McDonnell joined Beckman Coulter to work in the area of regulatory affairs, where she is now a staff regulatory affairs specialist, providing support for the Immunoassay and Molecular Diagnostics Business Center in Chaska, Minnesota. Maureen, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Jenny, and thank you for having me here today. It's a great honor for me to come back to Vanderbilt and be able to speak to you about regulatory affairs. As Jenny said, I am a regulatory affairs specialist at Beckman Coulter. And just to give you a little bit of background about what I do, Beckman Coulter is a manufacturer that makes in vitro diagnostic medical devices. And basically what we do is sell test kits that recognize markers for different disease states in patient samples, primarily serum and plasma samples, and in some cases other sample types. But essentially, both in vitro diagnostic kits, we sell some that are manual, but we also sell some automated kits. So we have some analyzers and software that we sell as well. The headquarters for Beckman Coulter is in Brea, California, and we have several different sites in the United States where we either manufacture or develop products. Our chemistry business center is also in Brea, California, and our hematology center is in Miami, and the immunoassay center, which is where I work, is in Chaska, Minnesota, which is about a half an hour southwest of Minneapolis. We also have a life science division, and so some of you may have seen Beckman Coulter centrifuges and stuff like that, and that's where those are made. And we also are starting up a molecular diagnostics program as well. As Jenny had said, I did graduate here from Vanderbilt in 2000, and I worked in Dr. Hal Moses' lab, and I have to say that for what I do now, and I think for so many careers, having a strong science foundation is really important. And I am very fortunate to have worked in Hal's lab, both working with Hal and having him for a mentor, as well as working with the other people in his lab, who really gave me a great start, and that has helped me ever since. After I finished in Hal's lab, I worked for a couple years in David Miller's lab doing C. elegans research. And during my time here at Vanderbilt, I have to say, when I look back from where I started to where I am now, what comes to mind is a quotation from Lewis Carroll, which is that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And when I was a graduate student, I certainly did not intend to go into regulatory affairs and probably did not really even know what that was if you had asked me. While I was in David Miller's lab, I went to a career symposium, which is probably one of the first of what we're doing here today. And during that day, I talked to someone who was an intellectual property lawyer. And I thought, I hadn't really ever considered that combination of law and science and the things that you could do with that. And so that got me thinking about that. And over the next several months, I looked more into law school and to some of those connections between law and science. And so I did move back to Minnesota and work as a scientist in a lab at the University of Minnesota. And that position was really sort of a combination postdoc lab manager position where I worked doing my own experiments and working with students who came through the lab and also doing things like making purchasing decisions and handling the radioactive waste and hazardous waste disposal. And while I was doing that, I attended law school part-time. And during that time that I was in law school, I did a summer internship at a law firm doing intellectual property law. And that was a great experience because I think that you have an idea in your head about what you think you might want to do, and seeing it firsthand, you can kind of see how it either really fits with what you have in mind or where it doesn't fit. And for me, what I noticed working at the law firm was that while I really enjoyed a lot of those combination of law and science, I was really wanting to always advise clients about how to do the science part of it rather than the legal part of it. And as you might expect at a law firm, they really wanted legal advice and not science advice. And so that was kind of a place where I could see maybe it wasn't exactly a good fit for me. So while I finished out law school, I took a class in food and drug law, which really was about the FDA and how the FDA functions and legal cases that involve the FDA. And so I got a sense that that might be something that I would be interested in. And around the time that I was finishing up law school, the lab that I was in had not gotten some grants that they had expected to get. So it became very important for me to find another job quickly for a particular expertise. There's also definitely regulatory positions in the government, and I think that there are some other people talking today who will address those types of jobs. Like any job, the experience that you can get will help you advance your career, and having success at those lower levels will typically get you higher levels of responsibility. And I'm just going to finish off by saying one thing that I think is really important for a job like this is people skills. You know, I think that we've all seen people who can technically be very good at something, but when they have to deal with other people are not so good. And in this job, just because of the interactions that you have with regulatory agencies and because of the types of interactions that you have to have with your project teams, being able to work well with other people is very important. And I think we're going to hold off questions till everyone has had a chance to speak, but I'm just going to conclude by saying that there certainly is a lot of growing opportunities in regulatory affairs. And so if it's something that you're interested in, I would say it's definitely worth a second look, because I don't think it's a career that's going to be going away anytime soon. Thank you.